All is okay with her going into the carnival. But yeah, God of Thunder is on top. He of course slides up in grade on the strength of his last start win there at Rose Hill over the 1100 metres. I think he's a horse that's capable of progressing through the benchmarks and eventually landing in group company somewhere over the spring. He's always had the talent. As we know, that gelding operation looks to have done the trick. Certainly been the making of him. He was unlucky there first up behind Royal Witness. Since won again, that horse Royal Witness, and he just struck a wall of horses, but really hammered the line. That was about halfway down the straight, and I like the way he found that last little bit. You've got Brenton Abdullah sticking with him. He knows the horse really well. We've seen, interestingly, with his pattern, it's changed a little bit since he's been gelded. He's much more relaxed. I think he'll settle midfield somewhere thereabouts here. And with 53.5 on his back, 7 kilos lighter than All Too Royal, who does look the main danger, he certainly profiles as the winner of this race again. That's race 9, number 14.
And Glenn Munsey's just letting us know that it was still $3 after the scratching, and in the last 35 minutes or so, the putters have rallied and jumped in, and now that's why it's $2.30. Any extra thoughts on God of Thunder, Simon?
Yeah, again, not much I can add, and it's going to be, hopefully Brad and I have a good day tomorrow, or else we'll be 2-minute noodles and tuna cans for dinner. But I think the one thing I'll add here is...
each other.
Yeah, exactly. We can. That's always a plus. We lose together or win together. I think the biggest thing for God of Thunder, we haven't seen him third up. I know Duff brought it up on Formline last night, so that is a bit of an unknown. But he is unbeaten with 14 days between runs. He's unbeaten at the course and distance. He did run a new peak first up. I think he should have won, and then he's taken a big step forward off that. So I think the gelding has been the making of him, and he rates well on speed figures. He's got him covered, so I think bad luck's the only danger, really. I'm disappointed to see Miss Sabulas come out. I was happy to take her on, and she was taking up a fair chunk of the market. So anyway, we'll see what they do tomorrow. He was very short, 9 a.m. Saturday morning at his last start, and got out in the market. So hopefully the market trends the same way and we do get a better price. But pretty confident he'll be winning the last. Race 9, number 14, God of Thunder.
Okay, and Chris Lee's just letting me know that she had an elevated temperature yesterday. It was back normal this morning, but no chances to be taken there with Miss Fabulous. So let's hope things can settle down there with an elevated temperature with Miss Fabulous. So running through them, Brad Gray, 6-4, 8-10, 8-11. So that's 6-4, 8-11 and 9-14. And from Simon Denopoulos, 4-3. 8-11 and 9-14. We're on a good four, and it's going to be 22 degrees. So I guess the other thing we'll watch out for, Brad, those early couple of races, the rail out at 6 metres.
Yeah, that's certainly something to take note of as we roll through those early races for any patterns that develop. But hoping for a nice fair track at Rose Hill, which we so often see.
For sure. Good on you, Brad. More information on the Racing New South Wales website through the day. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray there. And Simon, you'll be joining us just after 8 o'clock in the morning. Tips every race, eh?
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. And hopefully Munsey's in the fetal position after the Roosters towel up south. So fingers crossed.
He'll send me a text now within seconds. He'll be typing it with his little fat fingers right now. I'm going to have to give him your number so you can go direct.
Sounds good.
Good on you. Talk tomorrow, Simon.
Cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Denopoulos there from Racing and Sports. Tim Ryan's joining us from the TAB Thoroughbred Wagering Team. And, well, Tim, we're just talking about God of Thunder. I announced just after 9 o'clock Miss Fabulous coming out of the last, and the putters have jumped into God of Thunder.
G'day, Andrew. Yeah, look, they didn't muck around. It wasn't long after Miss Fabulous came out, and then they just stepped in a couple of waves of punters there, so... good to see the punters on the ball early.
Yeah, well, good news. Hopefully they were listening to us. I hope they were anyway. Righto, Tim, where do we go? Where's your first one?
I'm going to kick off in race 2 with number 6, Shock Alert. Look, a pretty consistent John Baker gelding this guy. I really think he gets his chance tomorrow. All 4 of his runs this prep, they've all had a bit of merit, but his last run, it was clearly his best. He drew 9-9 at Rose Hill that day. That was over the 1600. He's caught 3 wide, up on the pace. It was pretty solid pace too. Look, he took over turning for home. He was only really collared late by Adana, and he'd had the cold sit on it the whole way. Look, they really spaced the rest of the field there, and Chocolate really fought back all the way to the line. So I think the step up from the 1500 up to the 1800 metres tomorrow, I think that'll really suit. He gets the hot hand of Nashua Willis tomorrow, so, you know, all of Nash's rides, they're all being well supported, and this looks like it's going to get a really good run right up on the pace. So if he ticks all the boxes for me, look, 240 with Tab at the moment. I think that's sufficient, but I really can't see him starting too much shorter. So maybe wait and see what happens tomorrow, and we might get a little bit better there.
Okay, so maybe a drift. We'll wait and see. So that's race two, number six, Shock Alert there for Bjorn Baker and Nashua Weather. Where's your second one, mate?
We're going to go to race four, number 11, Castel San Angelo. Look, there's probably not many reliable gallopers in training at the moment. He's placed 7 of his 9 starts, and he's probably improved at every start. He had his first go at the 2,400 metres last start on the Kenzo. He was really, really good there. He only went under by a nose. The winner, Tuilika, probably just caught him napping a little bit just by making an early move, and he probably struggled just a little bit just to keep him back with the 59 kilos. He was, however, pretty strong through the line. So, also there, they probably haven't run many races over 2,500 metres on the Kenzo, but they did break the track record there, and it was a pretty good time. So, I don't really like tipping Wednesday horses stepping up to Sunday class, but I think it can really suit this guy. Just dropping 59 kilos back to the 55. He draws gate one tomorrow. He's rock hard to hit. Tim Clark sticks with him. Also, the rail's out 6 metres tomorrow, so it's not going to be any disadvantage to be up there on the pace. So currently 550 with Tab, and I think it looks a good bet for me at that price.
Yep, 550, and Tim Clark mentioned that drop in weight. It's not an overly big horse, so down to 55 is a big plus, according to Tim, going into tomorrow. So the two there for Tim, race two, number six, and race four, number 11. Good on you, Tim. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. You too.
Tim Ryan there from our TAB Thoroughbred Wagering team. So they're the tips for the weekend. Of course, Racing HQ on air from 6:30 tomorrow morning. Stacks of key interviews, hoping to catch up with Chris Waller and Bjorn Baker. And we've got hopefully Nashua Weather and Michael Hawkes. It'll be a good group of interviews tomorrow from 7 o'clock.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Queensland's horror bushfire crisis is far from over, with authorities warning the dire weather conditions will continue for weeks and potentially months. A fire danger warning extends across the state. Temperatures across Queensland and New South Wales will climb 5 to 6 degrees above average, sparking concerns of firefighters. Warm westerly winds will increase throughout the day and into the weekend. Authorities fear the blazes burning across both states will continue burning for weeks, with no significant rainfall forecast. 1,300 people remain missing in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian ploughed into the islands. Meanwhile, Peter Dutton says diplomatic efforts are in full swing to secure the release of 3 Australians locked up in Iran. In sport this morning, it's a good morning for cricket. Mitch Marsh has led an Australian Ashes fight back on day one of the final test. The recalled all-rounder took career-best figures of 4 for 35 at the Oval, with England now 8 for 271. Much was said about Marsh's shock selection, having not played for Australia in any format since the Boxing Day test last year. But after claiming 4 wickets, the Aussie hopes he's on the path to winning the country over once again. In the NRL, Dragons coach Paul McGregor won't be shown the door despite leading the club to the worst season in its history, with Phil Gould revealing that McGregor's position is safe. Meanwhile, it's been confirmed George Burgess will return from a 9-week ban in tonight's qualifying final against the Roosters at the SCG. And in AFL, West Coast star Willie Rioli is out of the final series and has been provisionally suspended after returning an adverse finding on a drug test. The Eagles' season is on the line against Geelong at the MCG tonight. This is Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney's Spring Carnival.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
It's the 40-wink sleep event of the year. Get up to 50% off mattresses and up to 30% off furniture, plus free local delivery. Hurry, ends this Sunday. 40 Winks, serious about sleep. Belfield Punch Bowl Road, 2-car accident, eastbound lane 1 of Burwood Road. The M5, very heavy traffic. King George's Road, inbound down towards the M5 East Tunnel. We've still got a high volume of traffic. Lidcombe, Centenary Drive approaching Arthur Street, allowing extra travel time there. Drummoyne, Victoria Road approaching Lyons Road. A high volume of traffic in both directions also. Sydney Metro, getting in from Rouse Hill to Chatswood quicker than ever. And with frequent services, you can just turn up and go. City Metro, it's a whole new way to move. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Get the Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Lunch is on again. Join your host TK and Loz in the Grand Ballroom at Royal Randwick Wednesday, October the 2nd. The fun kicks off at 12:30 when your Master of Ceremonies, Dave Stanley, welcomes you to enjoy a gourmet three-course lunch, five-hour beverage package, and to rub shoulders with royalty of the NRL and racing world. The midweek Randwick meeting will be in full swing, as will the Sky Racing Tipsters, who'll be doing their best to send you home a winner. Tickets $195 per person, available at AustralianTurfClub.com.au.
Rose Hill is set for a cavalcade of group races on Saturday, and Sky Sports Radio will be right there. The Theo Marks, Run to the Rose and Shirako highlight an abundance of first-class racing. Your best Saturday start is Racing HQ from 6:30, with Duffacy and Dinopolis supplying the winners on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio has Group 1 racing from Flemington covered this Saturday. The stars will step out in the Maccabi Diva, plus plenty of talented three-year-olds clash in the Dane Hill Stakes. Form analyst Mark Hunter will have his Flemington fancies Saturday morning from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
You've had a tough year. Your kid learned that tiny shark song. You got man flu. Luckily, Volkswagen's great finance rate is here. Grab the powerful Amarok V6 Core from just $48,990 drive away with a great finance offer, plus the Enduro accessory pack, worth over $1,200. For approved applicants of Volkswagen Financial Services, ends 31st October 2019 while stocks last. Model exclusions, conditions and fees apply. Max term 48 months. Visit Volkswagen.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And what a huge day it is for Tuncurry. They've got their running today of the Tuncurry Forster 4X Gold Cup. And our good friend from there, he's been a key player in making this club into where it is right now, a strong tab club, Gary McQuillan. Morning, Gary.
Andrew, how are you today, mate? Good.
I'm well, mate, but I reckon you'd be pumped more than me. How's it up there at Tuncurry?
A little bit breezy, but it's going to be a beautiful day, and we've got some great races, as you can well see, having a look at the fields, and really looking forward to it. We've got record crowds coming today. We've always had good bookings and crowds, as you know, Andrew, but this is going to be exceptional today, unbelievable.
And the weather's fine, and how's the track been prepared?
Yeah, beautiful. The boys have done a good job. We've come out of a really cold, frosty winter, and she's a good four, and she's in good nick, and she's ready to race on.
Okay, well, that sounds good. And, gee, mate, you'd be thrilled with the fields you've got.
Over the moon, mate, absolutely over the moon. You know, it just shows what the quality of the track is and what the trainers and the owners feel about our track and where they want to be. Our hard work is... Myself and my volunteers are committed. Really, it comes to the fore when you see these sort of fields. You know, it's great.
Yeah, fantastic. The Cup will be run at 4:20 this afternoon over the 2100 metres. 4:20 is Cup time. Good on you, Gary. Enjoy your day there, mate.
Don't miss the running in the Evermore Pearl. That's going to be a great sprint race too. It's up and coming now too.
Yeah, the last race there at 5:05 over the 1200 metres, and some Sydney trainers up there chasing the good race as well. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Andrew. All the best, mate. Bye now.
Gary McQuillan there from Tuncurry, and Gary Cleese's heading for the town as well. He may be already there. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning to you, Andrew. Yeah, already here, and you're dead right. Absolutely magnificent fields. Look, they've got a great day, just that wing kicking in, but other than that, you just couldn't wish for a better day of racing with the size of the fields they've got and the quality of the fields too.
Yeah, no, it's excellent. So let's have a look at it, mate. First race just after midday. Stormy Air number 5 here is the favourite at 3:20. 4 Got the Giggles at 4:20. 6 Carmelia Legend is a mover this morning, 5.55, and now $4.80, number 6. And 7 Fons Factor at $9.
Yeah, I think the market's got it right. I'm with the split here. I'm 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm with Got the Giggles. I love the first up run. I thought just that last 100 metres she was seen wanting at Newcastle when she was beaten 2.3. She did hit the front down there, but to me she finds a little bit easier, mate. The big watch is 5 Stormy Air. She did most of her racing in Queensland. Well, she's had 2 runs back. She went to Yeppoon and led, and 4 winners came out of the race and went to Rocky and led. And had to do a lot of work from a bad gate and beaten 0.3 of a length. And she hasn't run for 6 weeks. Interesting runner. Chameleon Legends had the 2 runs back, and I saw her in the yard first up at Tareem when she led, and she was run down late. And then she went to Wyong, she led again. beaten 3.8. So getting back to country grade will suit her. And Fonce Factor is the big query here from the Angela Davis stable. Scratched out of race three for the race one here and has had two trials in a very astute yard. A little bit of a tricky gate on debut from a 1,000-metre start here. 4, 5, 6, 7, but I'm with the split here in race one.
Righto, so 4 and 5 there for the split on the odds and evens. Race two, a maiden again over the 1,000. Got to be red, number 3, is now at $2.50 and a clear favourite. Number 11, Divas Zadoro at $3.40. 13 beat that. It's drifting out to $4.40. And one Crafty James is right there at 7. The next horse is then $19. So there's four horses hard in the market here.
Yeah, well, I'm with the odd numbers here. I'm 13, 11, 3, and 1. I'm just going to take the punt, beat that he's right in the yard. He resumes from the Brett Bellamy yard, and those maidens he was coming out of the last preparation, they were hot maidens, and he's a really nice horse, and they haven't trialled him, and he draws good. I'm just going to take the punt that they've got him right. The Visadero resumes 5.5 months from the Paul Perry yard. She did a good job last preparation. She has had two solid trials, winning her last trial on the Beaumont track. And you couldn't get a better gate here from the 1,000-metre, the one alley. Got to be read out excuses when she resumed first up. She dropped that bit of a plate at the 600-metre mark, which didn't help her out. She's probably got to go forward from the tricky gate. And this first starter, Crafty James, he's had three solid trials overall, and I loved his last trial at Gosford 11 days ago, beaten 0.2 of a length, and he was never off the bridle. So he might be the runner on horse late. 13, 11, 3 and 1 with the odds here in race two.
Race three, the Tuncurry Beach Bowling Club. Gee, that'd be a nice place on a comfortable Friday, I reckon. Apart from today, they'll be all at the races, but just sitting there on the beach. Number 6, Dreaming of Gold, is now 270. Number 2, Sir Bellona at $4. 9, Bravio at $5.50. 10, Buck and Ripper is at 7. And then that's out to 3, Trust the Fox Gary at $10.
Yeah, well, I'm with the even numbers here, 6, 2, 8 and 13. I'm just with Dream in the Golder. Look, she got a mile out of the ground in a 1,000-metre race at Tamworth. She was standing in a long margin, leaving the 600-metre mark, but she attacked the line hard, beaten 0.5 a length when running second. Had it been another 50 metres, she'd have got the money. So, obviously, she's a mare that's going to be looking for 1,200, and she gets the 1,200 metres here today. Sir Bellamy, the two, he's at the last couple of runs placed at Gosford. There's been nothing wrong with his runs, both his runs and his last run he led. I see Paul Perry's just freshened him up today, so a little bit of a break might not hurt him. 8 Sparkling Roses, he's a fit mare and been doing a good job of late, but a little bit of a sticky gate to contend with. And Ali Bally B, the 13, I like the way she got back at Scone. She had a mile out of the ground over 1,100 metres, and the best part of her work was the last 100 metres beaten 1.5 when running second. So she'll appreciate getting to the 1,200 metres. With the even numbers, 6, 2, 8 and 13, race 3.
Race 4, the Schweppes Maiden. Number 1, Salsa Dreaming, up there for Chris Lees. Now into $2.25, number 1. 2, Trajection, $2.50. 12, Tremberton is out at $10. And Isla Max, number 7, is a $13 chance. So if you look at the market, the 1 and the 2 really do dominate it.
Yeah, well, I got them that way too. I'm with the split here. I'm 1, 2, 11, 12. And I think just a bad gate bought him undone. Selfs for Dreaming the other day. He was 3 and 4 wide. The trip, he is probably 5 wide on the corner. He was only beaten a length when he runs second at Tamworth. But he certainly finds an easier maiden. He draws a better gate. Trajection, the 2, has had 2 runs back. King Wars got her. Now, she was brilliant first up behind Momentum when running second at Taree. And 2 winners have already come out of it. And the winners come out to win again. And I thought she was a little bit ordinary in the run home, second up there at Newcastle. So you could nearly forgive her. She gets a nice soft gate here today. 11 Swinger, 1 run back, didn't have any luck over the last 100 metres at Taree. Beaten 4.9. That margin should have been a lot closer. And just wondering how she comes in the yard. She's a mare that can get herself a bit hot. And Tremention, the 12, he's definitely in the mix from that really soft gate. And he's been around the mark of late. He'll get a nice run from the alley. With the split, 1, 2, 11 and 12, race 4.
Race 5 at Tuncurry on Cup Day on a good 4. We're previewing with form analyst Gary Cleese in the 5th. Number 12, Enchanted Heart, is rock solid at $2.90. Number 5, Contel Massion at $4.60. Number 9, But I Know at $8. 11, Lord Avatar is at $9. And number six, Miss Epirato, is at $9.50. Hold your tickets at 14. But if I look at the market here, Gary, there's been little change here so far in race five.
It's one of those tricky races. On with the split here, 9, 12, 16. And I just love the run of the 9, but I know she's a lightly raced four-year-old mare by So You Think. She only had three starts last preparation. She got the job done in a Tari maiden coming from a long way back, and Rossi's stick tipped her out, but she got back to last over 12.50, and she only got warm last 100 metres, running third, beating 0.4 of the length. Had it been another 50 metres, she'd have got the money, and she goes, take the 1,400 metres here. I like her. Six Miss Epiretto, I think she's a danger. She was wide the trip from a bad gate at Muswellbrook last start and still did a good job. 12-inch Annie Hart, that's where my second pick, and she bolted in the Maury Maiden. Look, the only thing with it, Andrew, was only five runners, and I don't know how strong it was, but there was a big margin. Six Miss Epiretto, I spoke about her. She's had the three solid runs back, and she had to come off that really bad gate last start. And 10 Hold Your Tickets, a little mare that looked absolutely enormous in the yard at Kempsey, and there was certainly nothing wrong with the run behind Oh So Hot, but they'll probably have to go back and ride a cold from that gate. With the split, 9, 12, 6 and 10 in race 5.
Race 6, the Bellevue Hotel at Tuncurry over the 1,500. My Boy Collie, number 2 here for Jason Deemer, solid at $3.10 and favourite. Number 5, I've got this, $5.50. 9 Up the Stairs currently at $5.50, along with number 12, St Denis. And then we're out to 8, Gold Sky at $7.
Yeah, well, I'm with the market too here. I'm with the split here, 9, 2, 5 and 12. And I'm just with the 9 up the stairs. Former Victorian horse, he's had two runs for Terry Evans. His wins in Victoria were over 1,600 and 2,000 metres. Now, he went first up at a 12.50. He got a mile out of his turn. He was stone motherless last year on the back, and he ended up running 5th, and 2.8. He went straight to 1,400 metres, and he had no luck down the back. Checked off heels from about the 800 to the 500. And finished the race off beating 1.4. Good gate. I think it'd be hard to beat. My Boy Collie, look, he's got no knocks on him. He's just playing the consistency with that big weight of 61.5 kilos. By the way, I got this. He got back to last over 1,400 metres and found the line good to win at Tamworth, and that claim's vital for him. And 12 St Denis, look, he finds it hard to win, but he's got a big drop in weight here today, and he'll be running on. He'll give you a good run around the multiples. 9, 2, 5 and 12, but with the split in race 6.
Race 7, good to know the Hawkesbury Race Club and Motel are sponsoring a race at Tuncurry. This is theirs, race 7, over the 2,100 metres. Now, we had a couple of scratchings, but Jenny Graham's horse for Gans has gone 2.40 now, $2.25, number 6. 12, Oakfield Poet at $5. 14, Sunset Ruby at $6.50. Caldero, number 2, is at $7. And then we're out to number 9, Taroba, Gary, at $10.
Yeah, with the even numbers here, 6, 2, 14 and 8, and look, she looks awfully hard to beat again. So I think the beauty about it today, Andrew, that this big track will suit her down to the ground. Look, there was certainly nothing wrong with the Kempsey run. One more run, one more bob, and she'd have probably got the money over 1,900 metres. But such a big rangy mare and a fit mare, and she looks really good in the yard the last couple of runs, and she draws a gate. So I think she'll be hard to beat. I love the run of 2, Caldera. I still don't think there was anything wrong with his run on the Beaumont track. He's just got that gate to contend with. I don't know how they ride him from there. 14 Sunset Ruby, a fit little mare doing a good job. She's been in the money 4 out of her last 5 runs. And the beauty about her, she looks the likely leader with no weight on her back. She can get an easy lead. She might take a bit of running down. And the 8, Say It Ain't So. Look, he's a big, rangy fella. He's just starting to find a bit of form, but a very fit horse from the Bellamy Yard. And got no worries with him running out 2,100 metres. With the even numbers, 6, 2, 14 and 8 in race 7.
The big one, we get to the last couple of feature races here. The Tuncurry Forster 4X Gold Cup is race 8 at 20 past 4 over the 2,100 metres. If you're going to be busy, put your clock on 10 minutes before that and prepare yourself. Number 3, Zoffany's Lad, is at $3.50 and tab favourite right now. Number 8, Albert of Monaco, is at $7. 4, Lady of Evelyn, now into $7 for Jason Deemer, number 4. 1, Dalmatia Prince, at $8, just drifting. 6, Lama Hilton for Dynamic Syndications, $8. Number 9, Oakfield Monarch, is at $9. 2, Keep Up, is at $9.50. They're the top half a dozen. Which way do you go?
Yeah, I'm with the split here. Oh, I'm 8-3, 2-9, Andrew. I'm with Albert and Monaco. Look, I saw him at Grafton when he went around on that real hot race leading up to the Grafton Carnival behind Savvy Ken. Now, his last three runs, he's at 60.5, 58, 61 kilos, and he's been going up to win. I reckon the weight's been just anchoring him. He can run a trip. He's won up to 2,200 metres. And just with that massive weight drop here at 7 kilos today with 54 kilos on his back, he won't know what's on his back. Three's off and he laid. Look, he's a pretty smart horse. He can run ground. I'd forgive him at Rose Hill on that very heavy track. His Newcastle win prior to that was good. Keep up the two. He's another horse that hit a heavy track at Rose Hill last start. I mean, if you go back through his prior form, 4 runs ago, he ran second at Warwick Farm over the 2,200 metres, beaten 0.4 of the length. So, and that's good form for a race like this. And I've got Oakfield Monarch, Chris Lees's runner here, the 9. He's been unsuited over the 16 and 1,800 metres his last start, and his best trip is up over this 2,100, 2,200 metres. So, and he's another horse that drops about 5.5 kilos on his last run. 8-3, 2-9 with the split here in race 8.
Righto, the big one at 4:20. And the last, the Evermore Pearl over the 1,200. Numbers 12, Fanciful Dream here for Paul Perry and Jean Van Overmeer. $2.80 in favourite. Number 5, Snitzer Girl at 3:20. 4, Monsieur Macaron at $6.50. Number 8, Ribs at $8.50. And then out to number 9, Bulgara at $13. I should mention here, we've had a few scratchings, 2, 3, 6 and 16. But Profiler, it did open a couple of days ago at 23. I mentioned the scratchings. Right now it's 14.
Yeah, he can gallop on his day. He's had a couple of solid runs back. I've left the favourite out. I might be right and might be wrong. 5-4, 8-9 for me. I'm with a 5 Snitzer Girl. I think her last four runs have been terrific. A run at Scone was good. She went to the Acton track, and one more bounce, she'd have got the money. I still don't think she was at home on the Acton track. Rick Worthington's got her at Warwick Farm, and she's got a soft gate here from the 1,200 metres. A Monsieur Macaron is in a new yard now. Lukey Hilton's got him, and his form's been good enough. He's just given him that little soft trial 11 days ago where he was never off the bridle, and he draws the good gate. 8 Ribs loved his run at Taree last start. He rolled hard in front, and he did work. And in the last little bit, they grabbed him over the 1,250. He gets back here to the 1,200 metres. And then his Magic Benito won the race, and he was beaten 0.9 of a length. And the horse that runs second, Mr. McElroy, has come out to win since. And I give Bulgari, he's a really good horse from the Jim Jarvis stable. He needs speed on, and they'll be running here. He might be the horse that can sit off at quick speed and find the line. He just wasn't suited at the Gold Coast over the 900 metres. 5-4, 8-9 for me in the last, and I'm with the split, Andrew.
Righto, so 5-4, 8-9 there. Those last couple of races, there'll be people in the hotels. They should really create good driving turnover.
Well, they're big fields and they're open fields, and you're dead right. I reckon the whole day they'll turn over big money because their capacity feels right through the day, and they'll get a big crowd in here too, Andrew, so it'll be a good day's racing. Look, I've made two bets. Race 3, number 6, Dreaming of Gold. I think if she can reproduce what she did on debut, she'll be hard to beat. And pretty keen on this former Victorian horse, race 6, number 9, up the stairs from the Terry Evans stable. He does all his work here at Tuncurry, and he hit the line really good at the 1,400 last start. So race 6 and number 9, quaddy numbers, 9, 2 and 5 in the first leg, 6, 2, 14 second leg, and just widen those last two legs with 8, 3, 2, 9. And in the last leg, 5, 4, 8, and 9. But good fields, good weather, and good jockeys and good horses. So it'll be a great day's racing here at Tuncurry.
It will be. Good luck to the club. First at 12.05 and the last at 5-5, and repeating the Tuncurry Forster Forex Gold Cup at 4:20. Gary, we'll get you late mail and interviews right through the afternoon. Have a good day there, mate.
Will do. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Gary Cleese joining us there with the very latest for Tuncurry. After 11 o'clock, John Scorse will be joining us to have a look at Goulburn with the first race at 1 o'clock. And just a reminder, kicking in on Tuesday, if it is the case today with two New South Wales meetings, they'll be done back-to-back from Tuesday from 10 o'clock. So that's our new New South Wales preview hour between 10 and 10:30 into 11 o'clock with the Greyhounds and Harness. But on a case where there's going to be two...